California used to put babies in when you take them outside.
Carriage?
Carriage. And then you say, I'm going to put the baby in the carriage, and then we're going to put the baby.
Put him in the carriage, and we go in the town or the church.
Mm-hmm. Was you rolling or was you riding?
You're pushing.
Pushing?
Yeah.
And if a person gets in a hurry and he wants to go over to the store here, instead of going down to the highway and over, he might just cut across here. What would you say he was doing?
Taking a near cut.
A near cut? Would you ever say he's going catty-cornered?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear this word cattywampus? What is that? Did you ever say cattywampus?
Yeah. Say, for instance, you're going someplace and you're cattywampus and go a near way.
Cattywampus is a near way?
Uh-huh.
You ever hear a word, cattybiasin? Or biasin?
No, I didn't hear that. I don't remember.
If a car skids on the road and just goes like this, you know, what do you say? Is he going all...
He's lost control.
Lost control. Would this be cattywampus, too? He was going all cattywampus over the road?
Well, yeah. He would be.
Or would... it isn't just... I don't understand exactly how cattywampus is used, you know. would you say a sober man goes catty-cornered to the store, take an haircut, and a drunk man would go cattywampus over to the store? Is that...
That's right.
That what it would be?
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to go catty-cornered than cattywampus.
That's right.
All right.
Some of these other questions have to do with the things around the house and the farm. On the farm, why did you put the water in, made of wood, had a...
Trough?
Trough for the horses and the pigs.
House trough?
What did you take up to the house? Had a handle on?
Bucket.
If it was made out of metal, what would you call it then? Just a metal bucket. Or a tin bucket. And in the kitchen, what do you call it? As a matter of fact, you got one on the stove. What do you call that black thing on the stove there? Fry pan. Fry pan. Uh-huh. Would you explain to me, do you remember the word spider? Yeah. What's the difference then between a spider and a fry pan?
Well, the spider is thick, and that's the thing, pan.
Oh, right. They look alike?
They put the ain't alike. You got to be careful with them, because you'll burn what you put in it.
Uh-huh.
And when you put it in there, you got to be ready to turn it and take it out.
Stay right with it.
That's right.
And the spider...
That spider, you can put it up there and go out. If you ain't got too high a heat, and it won't burn.
It spreads the heat out.
That's right.
Do you ever remember a spider that had legs on it?
Boy, yeah. The best biscuits I ever eaten in my life was cooked in there with the legs on it, and the lead on it. Lay the coals up on that lead.
You put it in the fireplace?
Call that a skillet.
That's a skillet.
That's right.
And that would be in the fireplace.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And it would be used not only to fry, but to bake.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I see. How many legs did it have?
Three
legs. Mm-hmm. Now what did they use for on top?
A lid.
Just a heavy...
heavy lid, just like the spider.
Mm-hmm.
It had a ring in the middle of it. You know, stick your rod in it to take it off.
Nice. Mm-hmm.